You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Speaking from the governor's mansion in the first ever virtual budget address, Governor Tom Wolf laid out his vision for what state spending should look like in the next fiscal year. His budget proposal touches on everything from education, the pandemic, and the economy. WITF Capitol Bureau Chief Sam Dunklaw kicks off our coverage, which includes Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan, as well as our Brett Schultes and Rachel McDevitt.
Here's the gist. Governor Wolf wants to spend more money on basic education, improve existing education programs and funding, and pump at least $3 billion into community and workforce development. But to pay for a lot of it, he wants to raise the personal income tax to nearly 4.5%, up from 3%. In his speech, the two-term governor didn't sugarcoat it.
If you were to ask a young family whether they enjoy paying taxes or whether they'd like to pay more in taxes, well, they'd look at you like you were nuts.
But at the same time, Wolf wants to lower the corporate income tax and expand personal tax breaks so around two-thirds of Pennsylvanians won't have to pay more. House Majority Leader Kerry Benninghoff, who signed a letter asking Congress to object to the state's 2020 Electoral College vote, says upping taxes now would be unfair.
The governor's calling for a massive tax increase on Pennsylvanians who are already suffering, many of which have been out of work for 10 months. And many businesses that are hanging on by a shoestring to even continue to be open.
Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward, who signed a letter asking Congress to delay certifying the 2020 vote, says Wolf's plan should focus more on getting COVID vaccines into arms.
So that we can get all of our businesses back up and moving and putting people back to work so they can participate in the economy instead of just, you know, saying, here, let us help you. We're the government. We're here to help you. We need them to participate.
Penn State Harrisburg political science professor Dan Mallinson says while the governor has tried a lot of this plan before, the pandemic makes trying again more attractive.
This could be him trying to exploit this particular window to get some traction. Will that work? I guess after 6 years, I'm skeptical, but there is a little bit of a window here, I think.
A centerpiece of his budget proposal has to do with education funding. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryant breaks down Wolf's funding plans.
Wolf's education funding proposal is historic for two reasons. Number one, he's asking the legislature for another $1.3 billion in basic education funding, a nearly 20% bump above the existing pot. Number two, he wants to reroute most of Pennsylvania's education money through a formula that distributes it based on student need. That may not sound surprising, but it would mean ending a decades-old rule that ties funding to enrollment numbers last updated during the Cold War. Deborah Gordon Clare runs the Education Law Center, a Pennsylvania group currently suing the state to boost public school funding.
This is a bold proposal that shows his recognition of the deep needs of students across the Commonwealth.
Wolf's budget proposal also includes a plan to save districts money by reforming how they compensate charter schools. He'd end a practice that artificially inflates the rates charters get for special education students, and he would slash the money districts have to pay to cyber charters. Those ideas did not land well with Lenny McAllister, CEO of the Pennsylvania Coalition of Public Charter Schools.
Schools are hurting right now, and this is not the time to pit school districts versus public charter schools. This is the time to say no cuts to any public education, K through 12.
Wolf also wants to reform programs that allow businesses and individuals to use money that they would have otherwise paid in taxes to fund private school scholarships. Currently, the tax credit programs let organizations that receive donations set aside 20% for administrative costs. Wolf wants to cut that to 5%, arguing it would free up more money to go towards tuition. Wolf has proposed many of these ideas before, but they faltered under the GOP-controlled legislature. Republican leaders say his big new funding plans are especially dead on arrival. Next up, Brett Schultes with WITF's Transforming Health Project has a look at how the governor is hoping to fund pandemic-related issues.
Speaking on a pre-recorded video, Governor Wolf says the coronavirus has affected all aspects of our lives, even his budget address.
After all, here I am, speaking to you via video instead of before a packed chamber, due to a pandemic that has cost more than 17,000 Pennsylvanians their lives, thrown our economy into tumult, and disrupted every part of our lives.
His proposed spending plan includes some resources for dealing with COVID-19. About $3 billion is for employment programs and other efforts targeted to workers, which Wolf says is vital to offsetting pandemic-related job losses.
Yes, we'll defeat COVID. But we can't say yet when it will be safe for life to return to normal. And it's hard to know what normal is even going to look like. But I refuse to tell any young family in Pennsylvania that they just happen to be starting out at the wrong time.
The Commonwealth's massive Health and Human Services budget, which includes medical assistance, remains relatively flat in his proposal. His office points to programs that support vulnerable populations through intellectual disabilities and autism services, training for direct care workers for seniors and people with disabilities, and housing supports for families in the child welfare system. Some, like the state's funding for people with mental illnesses and intellectual disabilities, have had flat funding for years following a 10% budget cut during the Corbett administration. It's hard to say how much of that will make it into the final budget in the face of Republican opposition to tax hikes. House and Senate Republicans did not respond to questions about what, if any, coronavirus-related programs they would want to see in the final budget. And with a look at how the government is approaching environmental and energy spending, here's State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt.
Other than a passing reference to clean air and water, the governor of the country's fifth largest carbon-emitting state did not mention climate change in his speech or a specific attempt to address it. Still, environmental groups are encouraged by Wolf's proposal, given the economic fallout of COVID-19. David Mazur is with Penn Environment.
It's one thing to stand up and say if you were in charge, this is what you would do, but the reality is, you know, there's 253 members of the General Assembly.
Wolf is proposing mainly flat funding for the Departments of Environmental Protection and Conservation and Natural Resources. They were slated for a significant increase for new staff last year before the pandemic derailed the plans. Since then, a grand jury report slammed DEP for not being equipped to effectively manage the natural gas industry, allowing harm to people's health. Ezra Thrush with Penn Future says he'd like more robust funding for DEP, but he doesn't think Republican leaders are interested in that.
It's kind of past time that we need to think about funding our agencies so that they can do the basic work of their jobs.
Wolf is once again proposing a severance tax on natural gas, this time to fund economic recovery. It's unlikely to pass, as Republicans have so far refused to consider one, saying the burden on top of the existing impact fee would hurt the industry.